بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، my brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إن الله يدافع الذين آمنوا. Allah said, which means, verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defends the people of faith, defends the people of Iman. But today, if you look around us, we don't see that happening. We consider ourselves to be people of Iman, but it does not look like we are being defended by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we are the victims of all forms of persecution and genocide everywhere in the world. So, how do you understand this ayat of the Quran? I believe that Iman, we need to understand what is the meaning of Iman. Because we think Iman means belief, as in just believing a fact. When we say La ilaha illallah, to believe that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah, we think this is Iman. But this is not Iman. This is a part of Iman. It's not the complete Iman as explained and understood in the Quran. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always combined Iman with Amal Salih, with good deeds. And that is why with La ilaha illallah, the kalima was sufficient by itself. La ilaha illallah would have been sufficient, because there is no one worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah did not end it with that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala added one more to that, which is Muhammad Rasulullah. Now Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also not simply a statement that we believe in, that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the last messenger. As I have said many times before, the kalima shahada, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. We bear witness to these two things. This is not a statement of information. This is a statement of action. It's a statement of a relationship. It is not informing the world of the fact that Allah is the only one worthy of worship and that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his messenger. That is not. Who is a Muslim? The one who informs the world about this? No. The one who believes this. Meaning what? Meaning that he fulfills all the requirements of belief. What are the requirements of belief? If I say that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what is the requirement of this? If I say this is my belief, then what is the requirement of that belief? That I should worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The two cannot be separated. That is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the one who leaves salah has left Islam. Al-ahadu alladhi baynana wa baynahum as-salah, faman aradaha faqad kafara. He said, the one who leaves it has left Islam. He has committed kufr. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who separates the zakat from the salah has left Islam. Right? The famous story of the Banu Zakif, the people of Taif, who came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they said, we will pray, we accept Allah, we will accept you as the Nabi, and we will pray, but we will not pay zakat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who separates the salah from the zakat is not from Islam. Now, when they are saying, we will pray, we will accept, they are accepting. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that is not Iman. Iman has to be demonstrated with the action. The requirement of Iman is that Iman must be proven. It has to be demonstrated. How many times? Continuously. Continuously. Throughout our lives. So in terms of Salah, it's 5 times a day. In terms of Zakat, it's once in a year and so on and so forth. But the point is that how long must this be done? If I pray 5 times one day, is it enough? No. Tomorrow, I have to pray again. So, Allah said he defends the people of Iman. Meaning, the people who have iman and who have demonstrated this in totality as is the requirement. So with iman, when we say I believe, when we say Muhammadur Rasulullah, I believe that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the last and final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the requirement of that is what? That we obey Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The requirement of La ilaha illallah is that we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The requirement of Muhammad Rasulullah is that we obey the Rasul alayhi salam. And that's why the salah, I always say this, the salah is the proof of La ilaha illallah and Muhammad Rasulullah. Because the fact that we pray, that we come and stand here in salah, that the fact that we go to the masjid, the fact that we pray is inshallah proof of La ilaha illallah. And the method by which we pray is the proof of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We don't go and pray to Allah any way we like. No, we pray the way we were taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which means that we are obeying the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our salah. Completely. There is no room for interpretation. There is no room for any change. There is no room for any innovation, any addition or subtraction in the way that we do salah. It follows exactly how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. Even the differences in salah, these are minor, these are furu'i differences, they are minor differences, these are not fundamental differences. You know, the rafa'idain, for example, or whether you say bismillah loudly or softly, whether you say ameen loudly or softly in Surah Al-Fatiha, you know, whether you move your finger or don't move your finger, these are all minor differences. But even these minor differences are not innovations. Nobody added this by themselves. These are different things that Rasulullah ﷺ did, which were reported by different sahaba. All of those reports are siqa. They are all correct reports. Some of the imams took some reports, other imams took other reports. So therefore, all of this is also the sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ. None of this is added by somebody else. Right, so the salah is proof of iman. So now I'm saying that Allah said He will defend the people who have iman. Therefore, it is, if we want the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to demonstrate our iman. And iman means what? Iman means believing, and iman means obedience. We see this in the seerah itself. Take the sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them the highest of darajat in Jannah. Take the Battle of Uhud, for example. The Battle of Uhud, from being a victory, turned into the worst defeat that the Muslims ever had in all the battles. Uhud is the maximum, major. There's no other battle in which the Muslims were defeated as badly as in Uhud. Not even in Hunain. In Uhud, 70 sahaba were shaheed. And some of the biggest of the Sahaba, Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib radiallahu anhu, for example, Musab bin Umayr radiallahu anhu, Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu, the cousin of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 70 Sahaba were shaheed. Why? Because, not even disobedience. I mean, we do not even call this disobedience on the part of the Sahaba. It was a difference of interpretation of the meaning of obedience. Rasulullah ﷺ put some sahaba on that hillock. I mean, those of us who have been to Madinah, alhamdulillah, may Allah take us all there. We have seen that hill. You know, next to Uhud, if you go to that place, there is that hill on which Nabi ﷺ put some archers. And he said to them, stay here no matter what happens in the battle. Whether you see the battle has been won or lost, he said, no matter what happens in the battle, even if you find that we have lost and you find the vultures eating from our bodies, do not leave this place. Right? So what happened? The battle, the Muslims won. The Sahaba who were on that hill, they saw the people taking ghanima. Some of them said, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if the battle is lost, and if you see the birds of prey eating from the bodies, even then don't leave. But this battle has been won, and people are getting ghanima, so it's over. So the hukum of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam does not apply anymore. Now they did not say hukum applies, but I will not obey. They are not disobeying. This is my point. I am not saying the Sahaba disobeyed. Sahaba did not disobey. It was a difference in interpretation. What did they say? The order of the Nabi does not apply anymore. The reason I am saying this is this not what we say today with regard to the Sunnah? With regard to the Ahadith of Rabbi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is it not what we say today with the hukum of Rabbi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on so many things? This doesn't apply today. It doesn't apply to me. Doesn't apply in this country. Where is this from? So here, that is what they say. And the other Sahaba, they said, no. The hukum of the Nabi is hukum of the Nabi. We will do what he told us to do. He said, don't leave this place. We will not leave the place. So even the Sahaba who left, not everybody left. But obviously, the number of people who were left there, who were left behind, were not enough. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of that difference of interpretation of the Nabi and his command, and because it resulted therefore in the command of the Rasulullah alayhi salam not being followed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turned that victory into such a defeat that 70 Sahaba died. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself was grievously injured. All of this happened. Take Hunain. The battle after Fatah Makkah, when the army was going to Taif, it was again that battle is unique because the Muslim army was for the first time so well equipped. They had everything, all the weapons of war they needed, they had armor, they had the works, they had 10,000 soldiers, they never had an army like that before in their lives. All of this was there. And therefore, and this is not, I am not telling the story, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this story in the Quran. Therefore, some of the Sahaba, Allah did not name who they were, but he said some of them, they felt that we have today, victory has to be ours because we have material. Now, in a worldly sense, if somebody says we have enough to do something, what's wrong with that? But as far as Iman and Tawakkul on Allah is concerned, it shows a shifting from Tawakkul ala Allah to Tawakkul ala al-Asbab. Tawakkul ala al-Asbab. Was shirk. That is shirk. So what did Allah do? Again the same thing. Again, when the Hawazim, the first charge, the Muslims turned and ran for their lives. Complete rout. Salama bin Aqwa radiallahu anhu, who was a great athlete, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, he went so fast, he was running so fast, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he looks like he is frightened. Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu, these are people who became Muslim just in Fatah Makkah. Abu Sufyan was there in this battle radiallahu anhu, and Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu said, this rout will only stop when they reach the sea. They are not going to stop running. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, they are all standing and watching. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu said, this is minallahi ta'ala, this is qadar of Allah. Means he has given up. He says, this is finished. We are done. That is when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned he was riding a grey mule. He turned and he went towards the army. He went towards the enemy. And he said, I am Muhammad bin Abdul Muttalib. He used his grandfather's name. He said, I am Muhammad bin Abdul Muttalib. You are looking for me? I am here. The Sahaba grabbed the bridle of his mule and they pulled him back. They said, Ya Rasulullah, if they want to kill you. If they kill you, we are finished. But he did not heed them. He did not listen to them. He went into the battle. He saw Abu Huraira and he said, call the Ansar. Radiallahu anhu. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, I called the Ansar. Not Abu Huraira, Abdullah Basud radiallahu anhu. He said to them, call the Ansar. So he called, he shouted, he called, Ya Ansar. And he said the Ansar came, the Banu Najjar came, and they surrounded Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said they surrounded him like cattle surround their young to protect them from the predators. And they say that at that time there were not more than 100 of them. There were 20,000 Hawazin. The army of Taif was 20,000 soldiers. And the Sahaba with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam were 100 or just about that. And then Abu Hurairah says, we saw a mass descend from the heavens. And it hit the earth and it spread. And it was, he said, it was like ants. We don't know what this is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says what it was in the Quran. Allah said, we sent junudul lam tarauha. We sent an army which they could not see to help them, the Sahaba, on the dua of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that routed the Hawazim. The battle turned in the favor of the Muslims. The Muslims had a huge victory. They had massive amounts of booty of war and so on and so forth. The point I'm making here to remind myself and you is that the requirement of Iman is obedience. And when we obey, then the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes. But only when we obey. In the battle of Hunain, running away is not obedience. That may be natural, I mean, they out of fear, sheer fright and so on, but it is not obedience. To stand firm is obedience. And who stood firm? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He stood firm, and then with him, whoever stood firm, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turned the battle, and Allah turned the battle with 100 people against 20,000 people. Because Allah wants to show this is not a matter of numbers. Doesn't matter, 20,000 is for you. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is that? It's not a matter of numbers. We get very, you know, hassled, what will happen, there's so many, there's no so many. If the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you, then you can be alone, makes no difference. And if the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not with you, then you can be millions, nothing will happen, as we are seeing today. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to understand the meaning of Iman and to fulfill it in our lives. And please understand, it's not about everybody else. It is about me. You might say, well, what can I do? You know, so and so. Forget about so and so. That is not your lookout. Your lookout is yourself. Am I praying? Am I leaving haram? Am I indulging in anything which Allah does not like? That's it. Enough. Inshallah, Mustafa. The help of Allah will be with you and Allah will protect you. Even if everything else around you is not being protected, you will be protected, inshallah. Because this is the wa'ad of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna allaha ma'al ladhina taqaw wal ladhina muhsinun. Allah said, verily Allah is with the people of taqwa and people of ihsan. Inna allaha yudafi'u ladhina amanu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will defend the people of iman. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to be people of iman and to demonstrate that to His satisfaction. And we ask Allah to forgive us our mistakes and our sins. And we ask Allah to protect us and to protect all the Muslims and all the people who are oppressed everywhere in the earth. And to remove all those who are oppressing them and to destroy them and to relieve the earth from carrying their burden. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahman rahim.